Well, coming up this Saturday as we prepare for the big holiday weekend, it's your last chance to pick up some unique items as the Produce in the Park folks host the Christmas Market. This Saturday, December 23rd. That's from noon until 3 p.m. at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Sierra Hoig is a board member for Produce in the Park, and she's been helping to work with putting all this good stuff together here for the holiday season, and we'll talk to her here this morning about some of what you can find. Sierra, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. Has it been a long slog putting this together, or have you had a really good response from vendors?
It's been a good response from vendors this year. Yeah, I think this is actually our third Christmas market. I think people are getting used to it and looking forward to it and even asking us for the application before we're ready sometime.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
You know, when you first start these things, you always have to kind of build a reputation to a certain extent. It seems like the reputation's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's worked great. You know, we've done Harvest Market for over 10 years now, and then we added some other holiday markets. And yeah, it's fun to have them going. People are enjoying them, I think.
Of course, you've got a lot of carryover from Produce in the Park, which has been very popular for a number of years throughout the summer months, too. So you've got that reputation for you. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas Market. Will this vary much from what folks have seen from some of the others in Produce in the Park, for example?
Well, I guess the thing to note is that we started doing a couple of holiday markets at the YMCA last year, and people loved it. So we are really excited to be back there again for Christmas Market. And part of the reason folks loved it is because at our summer markets, we've been able to offer not only the great food and craft vendors, but also activities for kids. And the YMCA is just a great partner in helping us make that happen.
Yeah, a little different venue for the event for folks to enjoy. More family friendly. It gives the kids more options.
Absolutely. And with that cold weather, it's great to have a gym to run around in.
Yeah, and some things for them to do. I know the YMCA is providing some activities to keep the kid, to keep the kids busy, but also to burn off some of that energy.
Yes, exactly. Yes, they're great about that. They're setting up some bounce houses for us.
Very good. All right. So it is a family event. Feel free to bring the kids along. And it's, you know, sometimes folks look at these markets and think it's more of a ladies' event, but that's certainly not the case.
It's not. We've got all sorts of stuff. A variety of food and craft items. And I would also point out that we've got Pim's Thai food truck there. And that is just one of the food trucks that we get the best reviews for. So if you haven't tried Pim's Thai food truck, I think this is a good Saturday to try it.
So don't worry about missing out on lunch. We've got you covered. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, talk about some of the vendors that we're going to see there this year. Are there some common ones that folks will be familiar with?
Yeah, there are. And this is what I always love about these markets. We're going to see some that folks are familiar with and some new ones as well. So because we are a farmer's market, I always really like to stress the excellent local food that we've got. And we, again, have Bridgewater Farm with us. And their produce is organic, and it's just really top-notch. They've got everything from fresh greens to sweet potatoes, squash, potatoes. Just, I could go on and on. They also have some meat as well, and on that note, we've got both Noble Provisions and Brinko Farm, other familiar vendors to folks, offering some delicious beef, pork, lamb, and chicken across those two vendors. We also had a new bread vendor this summer at the park, Neighborhood Bakehouse, that was super popular, and we are excited that they are joining us for all of our holiday markets. We've got another new bread vendor joining us, and then, as you might imagine, we've got some dessert vendors. So we've got Frosting Inc., we've got Sugar Mama. Brinko Farm will also have some desserts. And this time of year, you know, folks don't want to miss out on that.
Sugary treats at a Christmas market. Why? Who ever heard of that?
I know. Who would have thought? But then, and so that's kind of a look at our food vendors. I should mention our craft vendors as well, because, you know, this time of year we do get a lot more craft vendors in our winter markets than we do during the summer, and people love that. So we've got, of course, the candles that are going to be the holiday scents you want to be sure to have around, and then we've got a number of woodcrafts. We've got a gnome, a place that sells some decorative gnomes, crocheted art, a number of these that I'm unfamiliar with. So I'm excited to see a number of new vendors at the market. So I think folks are going to want to be sure to stop by and see the variety of folks we've got.
So you will truly have an opportunity to maybe find some last-minute gift ideas.
I really think so. And, I mean, maybe I'm just partial to the market because I've been around them for so long, but that handmade, locally made, you meet the person who made it, just really can give you a personal story behind the gift. I think a lot of people find that really special.
Yeah, is that what makes these types of markets so popular?
I really think so. You know, when you're cooking and you get out an ingredient and you remember the conversation you had with Dale and just feel, you know, good about the community that we're building in Southwest Iowa, supporting each other, I think that's what really makes it.
Yeah, and these Christmas, different types of markets, this is a Christmas market, but the different holiday markets that we hold, they're not necessarily exactly like the produce in the park opportunities folks see during the course of the year, but it's just something different that they look forward to each year, and they kind of have their expectations of things they'll find, and a lot of this stuff, as you say, is produced locally, if you're talking about some of the food items and things, but also a lot of the other items, they're made locally. You're supporting local vendors, people who are putting that money back into the community.
Yep, exactly.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the atmosphere at an event like this? You have a lot of anticipation leading up to these types of events.
Yeah, we do. We're gonna be definitely excited about it. And the YMCA is usually like such a bustling place that it gives some good busy Christmas vibes to the air. So yeah, we'll have vendors set up in that first main gym when you come there into the Y, and then past that gym is where the kids' activities will be set up. And in addition to our vendors, you know, we'll have local Healthy Cass County setting up with a number of resources, just a table with resources for folks available. We know there's all sorts of health and wellness needs this time of year, both physical and mental, so they'll be sharing some good resources as well. And then just, you know, time to mingle and peruse and maybe grab lunch and maybe grab a few extra snacks. And it should just be a good casual afternoon. Noon to 3 is this market.
And there may be some other regular activities going on there too. Folks might be using the YMCA, mm-hmm. just like always, but don't let that scare you off. That doesn't mean things are finished. Come on in and enjoy the day. And if you don't, if you're not sure where to go and you hadn't been to the Y in a while, just ask them at the front desk there. They'll lead you around to where you need to be. And this is an in-person market, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. And to your point, people will, yes, come on, use the Y while we're there, you know, make it a 1-2 stop for yourself. And when we've been there before, we've had folks who said, oh, I was just coming to work out, but I saw this and I just had to get something. So, you know, that's why we're there. The Y is trying to be a place that offers a variety of things to people. And this is one of the ways that they can be a spot where people get to know each other and learn new things and enjoy community.
Accidental traffic is just as good as incidental traffic.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Sierra, if folks would like to learn more about what they can find there, do you have that information up on the usual sites online?
We do. Yep. Produce in the Park has a website, www.spellitalloutproduceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. We are also on Facebook at Produce in the Park. I don't have that ending but look for us and you'll find us, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah. You could just search for Produce in the Park, Atlantic, Iowa when you get to the Facebook location there and find all the information that you need. Well, very good. Lots of a variety of items, all locally produced and made, whether it's the food items, the good treats, or it's some of those crafty-typed items that you might be looking for or anything else that might be available there. And then also, of course, Pim's Thai Food Truck will be available there for food. I assume the truck will be outside.
That's the plan. It's a little bit weather dependent. If needed, they can be in the gym.
Okay, very good. So look for that. Have a good day. Bring the family out and have a nice afternoon. It's noon to 3, so don't fiddle around. Make sure you get there. You've got a limited time to get in and take advantage of the Christmas market coming up this Saturday at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic. Been visiting here this morning with Sierra Hoyt. She's one of the board members helping to put this all together. And you'll be a vendor there too, so we look forward to seeing you.
I will. Thanks a lot, Tim.